There is a staggering number of stateless people in the world, maybe 20 million. That's a conservative estimate, and in Europe in particular. Now, in the previous podcast, we just saw that people who were falling outside the refugee convention because they were suspected of crimes of enormous magnitude might find themselves stranded in Europe because they cannot be returned to their country where the regime might have changed. But then, once this case law is established, it might come to also be applied in other situations, even when the so-called illegal migrant is not suspected of having committed any crime. And so the case law has enormous impact. It's again, shutting the door, and once the door is shut, how do you reopen it? For many, many years, it was established that there was no right to a particular kind of residence permit under the convention. But then suddenly, there were a few openings which appeared. And one of these openings was in a case where the so-called illegal migrant was a woman from Brazil who was living in the Netherlands, probably had come on a tourist visa, had overstayed her visa, started a relationship with a Dutch national, and then, as things happen, they got a child and she remained illegal. And then at one stage, the Dutch authorities wanted to expel her. In this case, the European Court accepted that it would be a violation of Article 8, family life, for her to be returned because the relationship had fallen through. And the father had made very clear that he would not allow his daughter, who was a Dutch national, to follow the mother in Brazil. So, in a sense, given the circumstances of the case, the court found that the separation, which was bound to ensue between the mother and the child, meant that there would be a violation of the convention. Now, once that opening had been created, the question was, well, how is it going to then apply in other cases? And very soon, some judges began to say, well, we cannot allow illegal migrants to just have a child and then present this child as a fait accompli to the authorities and manage to circumvent border controls and immigration rules and managed to stay while really they were not welcome. And so there began to be this tension in the case law, which actually continues to this day, where sometimes you're going to have rulings which are in favor of the applicants, and other times you're going to have rulings which are in favor of the state who wants to expel. I very much think that the case law looks like a lottery, that it's a little bit like the case law on expulsion of ex-foreigners that we talked about earlier on, and that it's very difficult just on the basis of facts to understand why a case is successful whilst another case is not. Nonetheless, there is enough material in the database of the European Court of Human Rights to say that in the majority of cases, applicants fail.